Welcome back to Now Showing. I'm Patty Holly. The Allied Arts Council's annual fund drive has begun. The official kickoff for this year's campaign was Tuesday evening. At that time, organizers announced the early campaign totals. Executive Director for the Allied Arts Council, Teresa Fankhauser, says so far nearly $71,000 has been raised for the arts in St. Joseph this year.
The Arts Fund Drive is an annual campaign that the Allied Arts Council produces to raise funds for nine of our member agencies. What the Arts Fund does is allow these members to provide quality arts programming and entertainment at a price that people can afford. Without the Arts Fund, many of these groups would struggle and would not be able to keep their focus on producing art, and that's what we really want them to do. The Arts Fund Drive allows them to work on what they want to work on, which is producing art.
How many organizations are funded through this drive?
We have nine agencies that receive funding through the Arts Fund Drive.
Can you tell me which ones those are?
We have the American Guild of Organists, Creative Arts Production, Midwest Artists Association, Performing Arts Association, Riversong, Rubidy Resident Theater, St. Joseph Community Chorus, the St. Joseph Symphony, and the Allied Arts Council.
What's the goal of this year's fund drive?
This year's goal is $200,000. It's the same that we actually raised $200,000 last year, so we thought that would be a good target.
Now, you say you did raise that last year. It makes it appear that there is strong support for the arts in this area.
You know, there really is. We're very blessed with the support that the region gives to the arts and to the Arts Fund Drive. One of the things that is fascinating to me is that the majority of the money that comes into the Arts Fund Drive, it's not from big corporations. It's from individuals. It's that, you know, $500 donation that makes the Arts Fund happen.
Now, the fund drive has just started, but you're still off to a good start.
We are.
How did that happen?
Well, we do a lot of preparatory work for this. You know, the letters have gone out in advance to our pay setters, the businesses in our community who regularly contribute to the arts. And then we also have sent out early solicitation to people who historically have given to the arts. So we get some early solicitations in. And also we get donations year-round, you know. So as one fund drive closes on June 30th, we will start receiving donations for the following year almost immediately.
Will this year's fund drive continue to June 30th?
The official campaign, if you will, runs through April. However, we will continue working on the Arts Fund through June 30th to raise as much money as we possibly can and to not only reach but surpass our goal.
Somebody wanting to contribute to this campaign, how can they do that?
There are several ways they can do it. They can go online and contribute at stjoearts.org. That's stjoearts.org, or they can call the Allied Arts Council office, and our number is 816-233-0231, or they can call toll-free at 800-216-7080, and we can take your pledge over the phone. And, of course, then if you are on our mailing list, you will receive a pledge card, and we will send a pledge, and you can send that in to contribute to the Arts Fund.
That was Executive Director of the Allied Arts Council, Teresa Fankhauser. She says the Allied Arts Council has another major project in the works. Organizers are working to find artists, crafters, and vendors for this year's Trails West project. The deadline to be considered for the festival is quickly approaching, according to Fankhauser.
Trails West is an arts and music festival celebrating St. Joseph's unique cultural heritage.
Where are you in the planning stages for the Trails West Festival now?
Well, we are very deep into the process. The call for food vendors, artists, and crafters went out in December, and the deadline for that is fast approaching. It is, I believe, they're due the 8th. we're receiving them several each day, so we're going to have a good list of people to choose from, groups to choose from this year. We've been meeting regularly with our committee, planning for a lot of new events and a lot of new looks to the festival this year. So we'll keep you posted as the projects develop.
When you're looking for artists and crafters and vendors, what type of people or contributions are you looking for?
We need them to be original works, and things not made from kits, but the artist's original conceptions and works. Those are the guidelines that we require. All of our artists and crafters, they're juried in so that there is an actual selection process to make sure that we're offering the finest quality available in Northwest Missouri.
How many are you looking for?
Oh, gosh. You know, it varies. We don't set an actual number because we want, because the fact that quality is our main issue. But on average, you know, we generally have 50 to 60 craft and artists total each year.
Why do you put the Trails West Festival together?
The mission of the Allied Arts Council is to bring people and the arts together. And Trails West is a wonderful way in which we can actually fulfill our mission of bringing people and the arts together. It's an affordable event for people. It gives children the opportunity to see the work of fine artists and crafters, as well as to create some of their own artwork and work with some local artists to help them hone their skills. It's also, this year, one of the things that we're doing is we're commemorating the Civil War. This theme for Trails West this year is called Divided Loyalties. As we commemorate the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, we'll be taking a look at St. Joseph's role in the Civil War. And so we'll have some living history with reenactors on the grounds this year.
You have some big names who are coming to perform this year. Can you tell me a little bit about the headliners?
I certainly can. I'm very excited about this year's headliners for all 3 days. I think our committee has done an outstanding job. The Friday night headliner will be Lost Lonely Boys. They are a rock group, wonderful band that's still producing. They have an album that they've released just recently. So they will take the stage on Friday. Then we follow with Saturday night, a blues rock band called the Fabulous Thunderbirds. They're famous for their song Tough Enough and Wrap It Up. And then finally, on Sunday, we will have our country artists, and we're very pleased to announce that the band Perry will be the headliner for Sunday. And the band Perry just won the ACM Top New Artist Award and the New Vocal Group of the Year on Sunday at the AMC Awards. And then to open for the band Perry is a local group that is very well known across the Midwest called True North.
Teresa Fankhauser is the executive director for the Allied Arts Council in St. Joseph. She says the Trails West Festival will be August 19th, 20th, and 21st at Civic Center Park in St. Joseph. Joseph Community Chorus will be celebrating a major milestone with their concert on Sunday. Dr. David Benz is the artistic director of the chorus.
It is a very special concert because it is a concert that celebrates our 30th anniversary. And, you know, these milestones, it's important for us to take time to really look back and celebrate that wonderful time of 30 years.
What do you attribute the longevity of this chorus to?
First of all, the founding artistic director, Frank Thomas, he served the organization for 28 years as their artistic director. And in order to celebrate Frank's work, I've asked Frank to share the conducting responsibilities of the concert. So he and I are actually sharing the concert as conductors this Sunday.
What will he be conducting?
Oh, he'll be conducting different pieces. And, of course, the program is just a variety of songs. And actually, they were favorite songs picked by the members of the chorus, is how we put the program together. And Frank will be doing some Sounding Joy by Gwyneth Walker, for example. Gwyneth Walker is one of the choir's favorite composers. And he'll also be doing two love songs by Robert Young. Blow You the Trumpet from the opera John Brown by Kirk Meacham. A Red, Red Rose by the famous American composer James Mulholland. Just beautiful music, all of it.
What are some of the other pieces that the chorus will be performing?
Some of the songs that I'm conducting include, for example, the three Scottish folk songs, which is actually for two pianos, or four-hand piano and chorus. It's a three songs by Mack Wilberg. When Mack wrote it, he was actually on the choral faculty at Brigham Young, but Mack has since become the director of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And those are just really fun dancing songs. And then we're going to do some spirituals as well. Moses Hogan from New Orleans is one of their favorite spiritual composers. And also Robert Ray from St. Louis, Missouri. They're going to actually close the concert with one of Robert's songs titled He Never Failed Me Yet. And another special feature of the concert is the guest choir for the day will be the Missouri Western State University Concert Chorale. And through the 30 years, the community chorus and the concert chorale have done many collaborations together. So it just seemed appropriate that we would celebrate that collaboration as well.
When you approached Frank Thomas about coming back and celebrating the 30th anniversary, what was his reaction?
Well, I think he was very pleased to be able to do it. And it's you really can't say that he came back, because Frank, when he moved or retired as the artistic director, he became, you know, a wonderful bass singer in the chorus and soloist as well. So Frank's presence continues to have a lot of leadership in the organization. But to have the opportunity, I think, to be on the podium that much with the chorus again, I think has really been fun for him. And I really appreciate him having that opportunity.
I know the chorus has been around for 30 years now. Who is it made up of?
Well, it is a volunteer chorus. Of course, it is the largest, one of the largest and strongest volunteer choruses, community choruses in the state of Missouri and the region. And it is made up of community people in St. Joseph and, of course, the greater St. Joseph region. Members come from Hiawatha, Kansas City, Cameron, Trenton. It's a pretty big region that the chorus represents. And, of course, the chorus through the years has done many collaborations with wonderful other arts organizations like the St. Joseph Symphony, the Fountain City Brass Band from Kansas City, which, you know, is the number one brass band in the country. The Paul Messner Puppets from Kansas City, the St. Joseph Children's Choir, the Griffin Jr. Singers. And, of course, the chorus has also traveled around the world several times on tour. And so it's always nice that they get the opportunity to really do a lot of traveling and experience a lot of culture through the organization.
What do you think it is about this chorus that draws people from such a wide area to take part in it and has kept those people for so long?
Well, thankfully, there are a lot of people who are really committed to the art of singing. And of course, singers want to sing together and want to sing at a, you know, wonderfully high quality. And so what draws them together is their commitment to singing, their commitment to beautiful music, and of course their commitment to the community that they become a part of, known as the St. Joseph Community Chorus.
The St. Joseph Community Chorus will be performing its 30th anniversary concert this Sunday at 3 o'clock in the Fulkerson Center at Missouri Western State University. Tickets are available at the door. And St. Joseph native Anthony Gleiss will be performing in concert Tuesday. Gleiss will be joined by classical violinist Ken Sugita. Gleiss says he and Sugita have been performing together over a period of about 30 years.
Next year is the 30th anniversary of our first concert at Lincoln Center. And we're reconstructing a lot of the cities, you know, and the programs that we did originally 30 years ago, and redoing them. So the St. Joseph Music Foundation was kind enough to invite us in on April 12th, and we'll be in St. Joe.
So this is a concert that you and Ken would have performed 30 years ago, is that correct?
On this reconstruction of the tour, we're doing the first half is originals, original music we did then, and the second half is a little bit new stuff, and we'll be doing the Missouri Fables. The first half is Paganini, who is 19th century violinist and guitarist, and then a sonata by Handel, and one of my sonatas. And then after the intermission is the Missouri Fables, which is for narrator, two guitars and violin, and I happen to be also the narrator.
Who will be the other guitar?
Jason Riley will be on. Jason and I have worked together quite a bit, not quite 30 years yet, but he's an old friend from around St. Joe, and he and Ken and I have worked together, well, in the U.S. some, but mostly in Europe, France and Germany.
People are familiar with your name somewhat, but for those who aren't, can you tell us what it is you're doing now?
Professionally, what's going on is I'm still teaching at Missouri Western some. The University of Missouri down in Columbia invited me in to launch their first guitar program ever last year. So that's a very exciting situation. And I live part-time in around the St. Joe area and part-time in northern France, where over there I record, I'm with AME Records, down in Lyon in southern France, and I'm also on the French Film Commission as one of their composers.
So if we happen to check out a foreign film that happens to be French, we may hear your music?
Could be anything. Actually, the one I just finished was a documentary on a Cuban poet. So, and that should be launched, hopefully early next year.
Now, what about Ken? What can you tell me about him? What are his experiences, and what does he bring to the table?
Well, Ken, like I said, Ken and I have been friends for over 30 years, and he started playing violin when he was 3, did his first tour when he was as a soloist with orchestras in the U.S. when he was 9, and we met at New England Conservatory in Boston, where he was, at that time, the youngest concertmaster of the Boston Philharmonic, first violinist. And right after we got out of grad school, Ken moved to France and took a job with the French National Orchestra, where he's been based pretty much ever since.
What can you tell me about Jason?
Yeah, well, Jason is originally from Missouri, and he and I met a few years ago when we started doing the Nova Project, which is sort of an avant-garde prog rock group, and he's the lead guitarist with that. And Jason lives and works in St. Joe, teaches at Benedictine College and over and at Missouri Western, and just a tremendous player. He's been doing work well, everything from classical through avant-garde jazz to, he just released a new CD called Funky Folk that is really designed for little kids.
What do you like about this concert?
As a solo guitarist, we tend to kind of live pretty much alone. And the chance to work with both Ken Sugita from the French National Orchestra and Jason Riley, who's an incredible jazz, rock, and classical guitarist, is just a tremendous situation. It's quite a bit more social, and the concert itself is so different because we're dealing with three pretty solid musicians.
It's got to be somewhat rewarding to you, I would think, to be able to come home and share what you know and what you've learned with old friends and, you know, with people maybe you grew up with and people you're familiar with.
Yeah. I tell you, it's so much fun, particularly in this situation with Ken and Jason, to be able to be back in the St. Joe, Kansas City area and do this music that we have been doing for so many years, but we haven't had a chance to play around St. Joe before. Well, or at least not for the last 30 years.
Classical guitarist Anthony Gleiss will be joined by violinist Ken Sugita and guitarist Jason Riley Tuesday night at Gino's Music Hall at 809 Francis Street in downtown St. Joseph. The concert begins at 7:30. Tickets for the concert are available from the St. Joseph Music Foundation's website at stjosephmusicfoundation.org or at the door. You can find information and links to the events and organizations you hear about on Now Showing on the KXCV KRNW website, kxcv.org. You can also listen to archived editions of the program by clicking on the Now Showing link on our homepage. Please join us again next Thursday for another edition of Now Showing. In the meantime, have a great weekend. For KXCV KRNW, I'm Patty Hawley.